Hi everyone, this is Deborah Sky King, and welcome to Discovering Your Soul's Purpose. And I'm coming live from the jungle. It's been a blessing to be here so far, and it's been a wonderful journey. What can I say? I'm on like day five, I believe, and it's been such a profound experience even at this point. And I haven't even gone to any of the temples yet, but I have, of course, the first day. I've been to Wakshak Thun and into Tikal, which is in Guatemala. And these are Mayan pyramids and temples, which are cosmic initiation centers. And for some who don't know, I have been doing ceremony and going to the Mayan site since I was 14 years old. And every year, once a year at least, I do ceremony with my own council. And, you know, I can't really live without having that connection in my life, and especially being in the jungle too. From wherever I am in my life, from wherever I'm living, I always return to the jungle, and I always return here to be able to connect to my own element. You know, this really is a place where I discovered my own purpose. I mean, I knew it at a young age, but it really developed when I was living in the jungle alone. And from there, you know, it really began the studious training of developing my gifts to such a level where I'm able to teach and to explore them and to do media and a whole bunch of other things too. But, you know, it's been really a beneficial element to my life to connect with nature and be present here when I'm in the jungle. So welcome to this week. And so I've received many people's word from our meditation from last week, and I thank you. You know, and if you haven't sent in your word, you know, don't worry about it. It's not a necessity right away. But it's funny too, because I've heard from many people that their first word when it came up, they didn't want to accept that word, but then it continued on and on. So they're like, well, I guess I have to use this one. And again, that's another thing. You know, you have to listen to the intuitive awareness that comes to you and have that honesty, respect, and integrity within yourself to listen to that divine place within you, which is speaking to you. And even if you don't approve of the word, allow it to come to you and settle within you and surrendering to it, because you'll find out that word is like the most perfect word. And if you don't understand it yet, when we do our coaching, our 30-minute coaching call, which most of you have received because you signed up early, so thank you and congratulations, because you'll get a 30-minute call with me. And we're going to be working on that word, because it's going to define a lot for you. You're really going to get a lot out of it. So I'm so grateful to be able to provide that to you. So this week we'll be uncovering who are you and the steps to finding out that truth, which will enable you to gain confidence and self-assurance of who you are without all of the stories that surround it. So, as I've already stated, I'm writing this from the jungle, where the monkeys are jumping and you can hear the birds. You can hear the wind, and the wind's covering the water here. And it's gorgeous. You know, the electricity just came on, so I'm able to actually do this with you. So the beauty of being here is that I'm in a space where I will not be interrupted and where I am living my soul's purpose. You know, this is one thing that I've always dreamed of. When I first lived in the jungle, I remember I stated it to the universe that I want to be able to sit in the jungle with my laptop and communicate to the world. And I think it was 3 years ago I did it for the first time. 2 years ago, I was here in Guatemala in the jungle and in Mexico. And oh, I remember sitting there just looking up to the sky and just like, wow, you know, this is what I created. This is what I desired, and I'm doing it. I mean, of course, technology allows it to happen, because no way. I mean, when I lived in the jungle, it was 91, and the internet was like pretty brand spanking new at that time. So I'd like for you to answer this simple yet profound question: who am I? Now, I want you to get a pen and a paper, or just use a computer or anything that's nearby. It's best to actually use a pen and paper, because that way you'll be able to engage all motor skills and heightened awarenesses, while all the cognitive areas of your being will be able to engage in it. So please write down whatever you came up with and whatever you can define yourself to be, and give at least 10 words about you, okay? And don't even, there's no right, there's no wrong, just begin to write 10 words. Who am I? I'll give you some time here. And now, after each word, who do you relate yourself to be in regards to defining yourself as I am? So let's say you have one word. I've got it down here, mother. So I am mother. And then how do you relate yourself to being that being? If you're a mother, is it a progressive yes? Is it something that you don't feel worthy of? Or do you not feel that it's a very beneficial status to say that I am a mother? Or a wife, or a woman, or, you know, whatever you come up with, whatever it is, like, who am I? When you write that down, what is your relationship to it? So after you write it down, a word or a sentence, just a small one, after each main word, I'd like for you to take a look at your list and then zero in on one that sticks like glue to you. Meaning, you know, sometimes you can look at something and there's like one thing that stands out really strongly to you and everything else kind of fades in the background. Well, that's what you're going to do. You're going to just look at the list and what is the word that pops out. You don't look to it. Don't look for it and think from the mind of what you want to choose. Think of what shows up for you. Okay, I'll give you some time because I'm going pretty quick here. So I'll just take a breather while you write it out. As you listen to the beautiful jungle and the wind in the background. Okay, now, is this word your own, or does some other person claim you to be this? Now, sometimes it's hard to come up with 10 words about who am I. And sometimes the list can be really long because you can define yourself as so many different things. But does this word, is it your own? Do you claim that to be who you are? Or has somebody said, this is who you are? Meaning society or individuals. So how you personally relate to yourself is how you relate to the world in subtle ways that have a huge impact upon the way you express yourself. Let's take, for instance, you are a healer, or maybe you're a teacher or a student. Now, I'm taking these three things because of the first three things that came to me, because there's a lot of healers who are in this course. And of course, being a healer, you are the teacher and the student, and the whole array shows up for you. So each one clearly defines who you think you are by the actions that have been created by these positions in society. And I also want to put in there are a lot of women in this course who are not claiming to be healers, but they are. So I just want to state that, because that's something that showed up in my awareness. And here's the tricky part, you know. Being a healer doesn't mean you have to be doing Reiki, or you have to be doing shiatsu or massage or anything like that. You can be a healer to children as a kindergarten teacher. You can be a healer to a group of executives in the boardroom just by your presence alone. There's so many different ways of how you show up in the world, in a proactive or a negative way. And I'm not saying negatives as in bad, but as a way that doesn't even create an influx into the environment to create a positive change. So now, each one clearly defines who you think you are by the actions that have been created in these positions by society. But are you really a healer? Are you really a teacher or a student? Or are you all of them combined? If you say, I am a healer, what does that mean to you? Does saying this define the totality of you, or does it limit you? Now, have you ever thought about this? Because not many people do. By your status, does it limit you of how you show up in the who I am? Now, because this is focused with women, there is a plethora of women that show up but don't own and come forth in a respected, integral way to their purpose in life. And this is what this course is really about, is really bringing you to that place where you can really harness that soul purpose so it shows up in your life in so many different ways. But understanding this, the who am I, will give you more of an awareness of how you are in the world, you know? And that can be anything. That could be going to the shopping mall. That can be going to take a walk by the beach. It can be, you know, going to a PA meeting or going to, you know, a metaphysical gathering or going to the office in the morning and whatever it might be, you know, going to the soccer game. I mean, any way that it is, really there is an essence that's going to be created by the end of this 8 weeks that's going to really create that energetic essence within you. So language plays such a huge part in our lives. It is what makes us human and interrelational. The words we speak hold massive power, and most people abuse the words and the lack of clarity in how they are presenting themselves in their dialect, and mostly limiting their experience in life by the level in which they communicate. I'm going to give an example of this. So when meeting someone for the first time and they ask, what do you do? And your response would be, I'm a healer, or I work for GE. Wow, really? That clearly does not get my personal attention. And for someone to be like, so what kind of healing do you do? Well, I'm a healer. Or, you know, I work for GE. Oh, that's great. What do you do? So when somebody asks you, what do you do? And you respond with, I am a healer. I work for GE. That is not actually answering the question, is it? But how many people respond that way? So get a load of this. If the answer was, I manage a team of high achievers who are dedicated to preserving our Earth, the biodiversity, by inventing new and wonderful systems to maintain balance on our planet. Now, my goodness, that would create an instant hour-long conversation with a person. And the other one would be, wonderful, that's nice, and then I'd move on. Because the person, by the level of communicating, I'm a healer, or I work for GE, and I'm just taking these two because they showed up. You're not, if somebody came to me and they said, you know, so what do you do? Oh, I'm a healer. I'm not really clear about what I am I? Because if I'm just saying I'm a healer, well, that's great, but what do you do? Do you make medicine from herbs? I mean, what do you do? I mean, you haven't really answered in clarity what is it that you do. Or if you work for a GE, well, that's wonderful, but again, you haven't really answered the question. So do you see where I'm going with this? When you ask yourself, who am I? And you state, oh, I'm a mom, I'm a healer, A summary, something just showed up. A word just showed up. So I'll share it with you. You know, I'm a kick-ass female entrepreneur. So, you know, some of these things, okay, great. So you see the oomph in there. You're not just a female entrepreneur, but you're kick-ass female entrepreneur because you're really putting your gusto in there. You got your passion going on in there, you know, but defining that to a further degree of what is it that you actually do. Well, I enlighten and empower women so they'll be able to live their passion, live their purpose, and understand why they are here on the planet. You know, that's a difference from saying, oh, female entrepreneur. So I hope you see where I'm going with this, because it's really going to change your questioning when you say, who am I? Your soul's purpose will challenge you to learn new skills, take on a new challenge, and bring yourself to new heights. Instead of saying, I'm a healer, you can say, I assist women and men release holding patterns that inhibit the ability to live fully and freely by enabling them to see their own gifts. I mean, there are many ways in which you can rephrase that in what you do and who you are. But that just kind of gives you an extension of the level of communication which you can discover within your own self. So when somebody asks you a question, you can define it differently so they can actually look at you and see and feel that you own it, whatever it is. You know, there's a story about a millionaire, or a billionaire actually, a businessman, who wherever he went, he always acknowledged everyone's position. And for some reason, this story stood out because I did that as a child. I always paid attention to every single person, no matter what they were doing in regards to the position in society. And this one particular story engaged me because it brought back a memory. When I was in like grade 4 or 5 or something, 5 I think. So this billionaire, you know, he had a relationship with everyone. So with the person who brought the pop to the, you know, to the office, to the person who cleaned the toilets. I mean, he knew their family, he knew what they did, you know, and the kids' names, to the, of course, the CEO, the co-chairman, all of the, everyone. There was no one who didn't get and receive respect from this man. And interesting enough, when you really look at that, it's not the status of who you claim to be, but the ownership of who you're being in it. Let me say that again. It's not the degree of who you claim to be, but the ownership of it. So, defining the idea of I am a healer. Okay, let's just take this one, because this is what the story is really about. It's about the janitor of the school. And so this gentleman goes in to pick up his daughter at the school, and you know, he sees Joe. Let's just call him Joe. He sees Joe and he's like, hey Joe, how you doing? He shakes his hand, hey Mr. blah 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 blah. No, hey Joe, how are the kids doing? Oh, that's wonderful. And the kids around are looking at him like, why is this man who is, they clearly know he's like a, you know, billionaire, speaking to the janitor? And, you know, they talk and they converse and everything else, and off away they go. And it shows the children, like, wow, it's not just this invisible individual who stands there, but somebody who actually participates to, what does this janitor do? Maintains a harmonic space that is clean and healthy for thousands of children, generation after generation. And he holds so much respect and integrity in how he does it. I'm actually getting teary-eyed here. You know, and that's the thing. It's about owning it. Whatever your I am is. Really taking a look at that. really owning it. And not shamefully hiding away and not being in the presence of your own personal greatness to the world. So you can tell I'm a little bit passionate about the work that I do. You know, and that story stands out so strongly for me because I remember this man who was old and you know, the kids used to make fun of him, and I used to bring him apples and like walk up to him and I asked him his name and I conversed with him and I'd make sure I made eye contact with him, you know, and was able to really fully engage with him and be able to be present to who he is and what he does for our school. And I mean, of course, I'm in grade five then. You know, so it made such a huge impact on me. For some reason, I already knew that just as a child, that that's something that, you know, I had to engage myself into. So I just have to change rooms here, so that's why you might hear the difference in vocal range right now, because the electricity has gone out of my presentation, and I need to get some more. There we go. So I'm just going to go back out here so we can hear the gorgeous wind. There we go. That's what we're looking for. You know, so it's really understanding the ownership of where you are in your life, no matter what you're doing. Because it's not what you're doing, it's how you are doing it. And once you get that, washing the dishes can be a profound experience. And I'm really serious on that. Okay, I'm really serious. The things that you believe that you don't like, start enjoying them. You'll see a massive shift in your relationship to the world. Now, with the words you have before you, I'd like for you now to take that one word that stood out the most and rewrite it with the truth of what you really do. Step outside of the box of how most communication is and effectively express yourself and who you are in what you do. I'll give you a moment. If you need more time, which you most likely will, just go back to it later on. You know, you can review this, you can listen to it again, and you can just go through the actual PDF. And I'll be putting up the actual module, like the other one, when I get back into the first world, when I get back into California or Toronto. Because down here, you cannot upload big files like that. Okay, so on to the next one. We're going to go into number 8. So, remember when you were a little girl and adults used to ask you, and they probably still do, what do you want to be when you grow up? And most would say a ballerina, a doctor, a scientist, or the president. I know many girls today say president. I don't know about generations past, usually not, but you know, today a lot of girls say president. Now, did your parents take you seriously and hone in on the skills that you had at the moment to prepare you for what you wanted? Or did they just say, that's nice? And I know most would say, that's nice. And what did you say to yourself when you were young that you desire to be when you grew up? Are you or have you explored the profession in which you chose as a child? And if not, why not? What stopped you from becoming that which you desired? Was it education? Was it the limitation of money? Was it the idea that you could not pursue due to physical limitations? Thank you. is stopping you now to indulge into that which you desire to live in? You know, mostly it is your idea of who you are and how you think about it. How do you stop yourself from moving forward, completing something you truly desire to do? And I know every single person does that. Everyone. If you have an idea about wanting to do something, and you really want it, what stops you from completing it? If you begin it, what stops you from not doing it all the way, following through? Or what stops you even before you take action? That little part, the unconscious, would say, who are you to think that way? Who are you to think to want those things? Or what makes you believe you can have that? Here is the clue and the key. Those words are debilitating and are stunting your ability to grow into being anything you desire. So let's go back to the initial question of who are you really? Are you your thoughts, your feelings, your past experiences? You're actually none and all of them. What you became within yourself is the clue to the blessing of your own creations. Let me explain a little bit here, okay? You're not your thoughts, as most are from the past and have no relation to who you are today. But they keep you stuck in the past, don't they? Because you most likely believe that they are true. But how can they be when they have come and gone? They actually don't even exist, but they exist in your mind only. I want you to really ponder on this deeply, okay? You are not your thoughts. They are usually from the past and keep you stuck in past issues and in conversations that are not real. So, let me go over this with you, a little bit with you, okay? So, I'm just standing up here for a moment. How many times a day do you have conversations in your mind that actually aren't playing out in reality? Meaning, the 3D world around you. And I'm going to call that reality because in your human experience, that is part of your reality. So those conversations that build up in your mind about your spouse or your kids or your who knows what, your friends or something that happened like years ago, that continues to torment your mind. Why in the world do you continue to live there? Now, I know a lot of people don't have the tools to release that and to move beyond it, or to even know that they're actually living in a state of past experiences. So if you are who you are today, how can you own who you are when you're actually not being the totality of you, because you have past experiences influencing and dictating your mental state, your mindset, and your mindset is how you feel about yourself. See, if you feel amazing on the inside, but your mind is constantly tormenting you and putting you down and judging you, well, that is a really dysfunctional and disharmonious way of living, isn't it? And I know millions and millions and millions of people experience that on a daily, continual basis. So think about it. Are you really your thoughts? And if you're not your thoughts, why do they have so much power and control over you? Why do you allow that to happen? Of course, one, you don't know the tools, right? You don't have the tools to make that shift, to even understand that it's taking place, because you believe that that's you, but it's not. They are just thoughts that are present there in your mind. And no, they're not real. How can you state that something's real when it's already happened? You physically went through the entire emotional communicative experience, and yet you are still communicating in your mind to yourself about something that has no relation to your present moment. Now, I'd love your feedback on this one, okay? Because I want to hear how this is affecting you and what you're coming up with just through this one module. Actually, it's one page. Not the module itself, the one page of what is coming up. Where are you feeling it in your body? Where are you actually feeling the movement of this understanding, this concept, this relationship that you're involved in on a daily basis? Where is the awareness taking place in your body? Okay? And yes, I'm going to give you the tools to be able to release that, okay? I'm not just going to give you the goods and then leave you hanging there. I'm going to be able to do a meditation for you. It won't be on this one, but I'm going to add it in, and it's called the emotional release. So we're going to do that together, and I'll put it together for you, and then I'll send it out to you, okay? So I'll put it actually on the website, so there'll be a link there, and hopefully it'll be a download. It might not be a download from here, but until I get home, so you can listen to it on the site. So I have seen thousands of people destroy relationships, career opportunities, financial success, and relationships with their children just due to this experience of being stuck in the past by not letting go mentally and emotionally to something that just isn't real anymore. And here I state, emotional release, listen to the meditation. And here's another one. You are not your emotions. And most people are like, oh my goodness, how can I not be my emotions when I live my life by my emotions? Well, your emotions play a huge part. Not being able to recognize nor listen to the soul's purpose as you're standing in your own way. Let me say that again, please. Your emotions play a huge part in not being able to recognize nor listen to your soul's purpose as you're standing in your own way. Emotions can become so overpowering that you can actually stimulate your senses by just thinking of something. So let's do that together, okay? Imagine yourself going to the fridge and getting a tart lemon, squeezing it into a glass and drinking it straight. Now as you bring up that glass and you've just got lemon juice touching your lips, going into your mouth, can you feel the glands at the back of your mouth actually salivating right now? It's an instant response. There's no glass in your hand. There's no lemon. You're not at the fridge. You're listening to my voice. How is it that my voice can stimulate your body and your glandular system? Now, imagine yourself laughing and having a wonderful time, totally free from any restraints or restrictions from anything. And you're laughing up a storm and you're just totally free. And when you do that, you can feel it in your heart, can't you? You can feel this robust energy at your heart energy. It's just amazing. So, do you feel less stressed when you listen to that? You know, when you feel that emotion? So one is dictated by the internal motion, the other one is dictated by the outer communication of me saying, imagine yourself going to drink a lemon juice, just lemon alone, nothing else. It's pretty profound, you know, so this is the effect communication has on your world. And if you're not communicating effectively with the world around you, how does it know how to respond to you? And how are you going to respond to the world around you when you personally do not know your own experience of communication within your own being? Now imagine how your mind and body are responding to you daily while you sabotage them through language and behavior. When speaking with friends or co-workers, do you consistently send loving thoughts no matter what for their well-being? What about in your own thoughts? Do you secretly pinpoint out people's flaws and how they are not doing something right, especially with you? And remember, most of our thoughts are from the past. So when you are relating to another this way, remind yourself it is a projection that was done to you at some point, And now you are only doing it because it's a false way of protecting yourself. It only hurts you as they are your repeating thoughts. So who are you really? That really depends on who you want to be. So stop allowing your past to dictate your current reality and believing who you are. You are not your past. They are experiences to learn from, not to get stuck in. So the CD that you have, Awakening to Your Divine Self, will assist you in letting go of the past emotional and mental abuse in which still rides within you throughout your life. And now, abuse is anything demeaning to your greatness, which as an adult stunts your growth if you allow it to. Most do, as they do not have the tools to release them, forgive, and embrace new experiences from the present moment. Each person and every person on this planet has a purpose. That's why you've come here. You've come here to discover your soul's purpose, and after discovering it, to live it, to truly live it in all of its brilliance and beauty. So this week, I would love for you to continue to listen to the CD provided for you when you signed up for this program and write out, "Who am I?" And don't get too esoteric on this, okay? Please don't delve into long, eloquent communication. Let this just get to the point of, who am I? When you get too elegant and esoteric, you lose sight of the exercise, because then you go in your own emotional body and then you just get stuck there in whole conversation. So it's really about ownership. And you can see that displayed when introducing yourself. What do you do? So I'd love to receive your emails on how this module has brought a new awareness to you and what your "Who am I?" is. So blessings to you, and thank you for allowing me the present moment to be with you. It is such an honor. And this is Deborah Sky King from Discovering Your Soul's Purpose in 8 Weeks. Have a blessed, blessed day. Talk soon.